Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
At the turn of the 20th century, dozens of new amusement parks sprang up in cities across America. A growing middle class with more time and money looked for new forms of entertainment. Kennywood Park opened in 1899 on the site of Kenny's Grove, a popular picnic spot in present-day West Mifflin. 6 years later, one of the men who helped create some of Kennywood's first attractions also founded a short-lived amusement park in Pittsburgh's East End. Frederick Ingersoll built Luna Park in North Oakland near the Bloomfield Bridge where Baum Boulevard ends at Craig Street. Modeled after the original Luna Park on New York's Coney Island, Pittsburgh's Luna opened in 1905. Luna Park featured games and a roller coaster, but was better known for its quirky sideshows and attractions. The park showcased live animal acts, a Japanese village, and even a house filled with infant incubators where premature newborns of indigent mothers were cared for. Luna's most notorious incident came in 1907 when a lion escaped its cage and was gunned down after mauling a grandmother who tragically died the next day. Luna Park's run in the East End came to a halt in 1909. Read more exciting tales in the History Center's book, Luna, Pittsburgh's Original Lost Kennywood, by historian Brian Butko.